Well, good morning, gentlemen. Solo Man here. So where do you think feminism came from?
Femons?
Yes, of course. But what was the real reason for feminism in the first place, do you think?
Femons' rights?
Well, not really, if you think about it. Femons have been entitled all my lifetime and all my father's lifetime.
Well, I don't know then. It beats me.
Well, I've got an idea about it.
Oh, God. Here we go.
So have you ever noticed when a femon gets divorced from a man, she will try and destroy him and destroy his character as well? And what really makes her happy is even though she's moved on, she likes to keep in touch to make sure his life is still shit. In other words, femons are very vindictive, aren't they? They do like to see pain and suffering, especially to a male. And although she has another boyfriend and maybe getting married as well, it really annoys her if her ex-husband has a great life now and is doing really well.
I'm not really getting your point, Solomon.
Let's assume a femon looks at another femon's life, and this other femon has a nice husband, a good man, and some children and a house. And she's very happy. And she does femon things round the house and the man does man things. And it works like a well-oiled machine. This other femon has had a few relationships that haven't really worked. Could be she hasn't found a good man, or could be she's not very good femon herself. So this femon is jealous of this other femon. Because you'll notice a lot of the feminists don't really have a man or a real man. They may have a simp or two. But it's pretty obvious they're angry and not very happy femons themselves. And with femon nature, they want every femon to be unhappy and miserable like they are. So they push all these sort of ideas into other femons' heads. Because femons have a herd-like mentality, don't they? Because you see, the thing is, if a femon is very happy and good in her life, there's no reason for her to be a feminist at all. And it's femon's nature to cause drama and problems, where drama and problems don't even exist. You see, in reality, modern feminism doesn't help femon's lives, it destroys them. It doesn't make them all empowered, it makes them weak. The trouble is that modern feminism doesn't just destroy femon's lives, it destroys men's lives too. And it destroys the children's lives as well. And is destroying the fabric of society. Modern feminism has showed men that femons are really just one-trick ponies. It's all about their looks and their body. They actually have made themselves just a sexual object and nothing more. But most men want more than that for the long haul. No, modern feminism seems to have turned most of the femons into bimbos. That's only offering one thing. And it goes to the highest bidder. And thank God a lot of men are walking away. They're waking up to the femon nature. And that's why loads of femons are stripping off everywhere now. They're desperately trying to get the man's attention. But unfortunately, he's found better things to do. And he's guarding his wallet. Many years ago, two good-looking femons could walk into a bar and get drinks paid for them all night. From men they didn't even know. And probably get a cab home and paid for too. Because they were oppressed then, weren't they? But that's not happening so much anymore. Well done, guys. You keep up the good work out there. Femon's entitlement was given to them free of charge. And they've used and abused it. So now they'll have to earn their entitlement. One by one. Stay awake and aware, gentlemen. They're not coming for you. They're coming for your wallet.